Blog Talk Radio.
While I was sleeping, Lord, you were working on the mess I made like only I can do. When I start thinking I'm so far from you, I wake up to hear you whisper, that's not true. Well, good morning, mercy. You call me worthy. Feels like the sun shining on my face. Living's good this side of grace.
Good morning, good morning. I had myself muted. Oh. I can't believe I made such a blunder. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, wherever you are. We are up and running, and I just want to apologize for muting myself. I have to slap myself on the wrist. So we're up and running. Today being the 21st day of October, we just want to say good morning, good afternoon, good night, good everything. We are tracking Tammy this morning. That's how we came, the storm that's down in the Leeward Islands area and Windward Island as well. So, well, let's see. Without any further ado, let's go on and bring on Sister Kathleen to be followed by Leon Francis. Good morning, Sister Kathleen.
Good morning, Brother Ivor. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. And you?
Great. I'm doing well. Just praising the Lord. Okay, I will begin. Good morning, radio audience. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Lord, for giving us a week of mercy, grace, and wisdom and understanding, strength and energy, protection, provision, power, and good health. We thank you for your unconditional love, your presence each day in our lives. Now, as we listen to the podcast this morning, we ask you to once again settle our hearts and minds so that we can be encouraged by the music, prayers, words of inspiration, and other discussions. Thank you, Lord, for all your blessings today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Thank you for that. And Lynn, I know you have the prayer list, so I'm going to bring you on in. Good morning. Good morning.
A pleasant good morning to you, Ivor, and to all the panelists and those who are listening. Wonderful day in my neck of the woods, and I do hope and pray that wherever you are and your listeners are, they are enjoying similar weather conditions. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning. We thank you for providing us with another wonderful day. We hope that it is so elsewhere, Lord, and just that those who haven't had the opportunity to enjoy it will have perfect weather condition for the rest of the day. We know, Lord, that down in the islands, in the Leeward Islands, the storm is threatening there. So, Ivor, in your presentation this morning, if you can find the song, Till the Storm Passes by the Grace Chillers, that's a new one out. If you could play that, that would be fine for me. But let me do the task at hand. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this wonderful day. We pray for this show. We pray for Ivor and all the members of the panel, co-host, cardinal, and the others, Lord. We pray for each and every person appearing here this morning. We thank you again for making it possible, for allowing us to have this show this morning, Lord. We pray especially for the ones who are struggling with ill health. I pray especially for my dear brother from another mother who goes by the same surname, Dr. Eugene Francis, who is struggling with ill health. And we just pray for him and his family, Lord, as he goes through this period of uncertainty. We pray also for Dr. Leroy Lashley and his daughter, Lisa. We pray also for Mertris and her mother, Bobsy. And we pray especially to ask your blessings on Bobsy, as she has been struggling in recent time more so than ever. We thank you, Lord, for your kindness of providing some assistance to Connie Wheatley. We pray for Elimat, Edward Carter, Oliver Solomon, Elkalmita Willett, and also for my dear siblings, Wentworth, Garbrill, Telbert, and Joan Francis, Lord. We pray for Dennis Kelman, Joseph Gunthrop, Mona Daniel, Fillmore Hallpike, Earl Stevens, Jeanette Hughes, Dr. Roger Brown, Linford McKenzie, and Dawn Simon, Lord. We pray also for those who have not expressed their concerns, Lord. We pray that you'll touch their bodies from the bottom of their feet to the top of their heads, Lord. We thank you for all that you have done for this show and for all the other shows that have been presented in the past. Lord, we're grateful for the opportunity. We hope that you'll make the show one to be remembered. In your precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I think we can touch down with Dennis over there in Southern California to make sure that everything's okay with him. Hopefully the storm will not be turning back there. It's early to get you in, Dennis. Good morning. I know you're multi.
Good morning.
Country.
Good morning, yes. Ivor. Good morning, Leon. Dan, good morning, all the other panelists who are on board.
Good morning, Dennis.
Pry the sleep out of my eyes and here sitting down comfortably, getting and listening and being entertained by the Caribbean Global Voices.
Amen.
Yes, indeed. Thank you. Well, of course, you know, we'll do some house cleaning here this morning. In the first hour, we're going to have our inspirational portion. At the bottom of the hour, that's 9:30, we're going to have an inspirational portion from Sister Kathleen. And, of course, she'll take us out on our way out at the top of the hour. At 10 o'clock, we have sports, and there's lots to go around. World Cup is in full bloom. And the show, we have a match in hand, England versus South Africa. This is going to be a humdinger if England would really put up a fight. So we'll have much of that at 10 o'clock. course, Cardinal comes in and he'll hail his special fans, and he will have the birthdays and anniversaries. For today, mostly we have cricketers. Well, of course, we're going to take care of the Antigua Cave at 10:45, and after that, I'm sure Cardinal will have a commentary for us, and we'll have an open line type today as we speak and get into the hurricane. Well, you too can be a part of the conversation, 563-999-3693. You'll push the one, it becomes audible, or we ask that you be respectful of yourself and others. Keep your conversation within broadcast standard, and of course, the whole world will hear you. For those viewers or listeners online, you can always get us at the World Wide Web, blogtalkradio.com/Caribbean Global Voices. We just ask you to share the link and let someone come and enjoy what we have in store. Tell you, I would not waste any more time with that, because some folks come just for the inspirational, and they say we have to keep it up with something to inspire us. How about Daystar? Jason Quack.
Sweet aroma fill my life. Rose of Sharon, show me how to grow in beauty in God's sight. Fairest of 10,000, make me a reflection of your light. Day star, shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in the by the year.
Brothers, the day star, but before that, let's go ahead and say good morning to Donna B. Donna B, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, how are you, and how is good old New York?
New York is good. A little cloudy today, but okay.
Okay, well, maybe this is why you requested this one from one of your favorite groups out of Nevis.
Yeah, I think we're expecting rain today, so...
Okay, well, I'm going to ask you to stay dry, and if you're going to head on out, make sure you take your umbrella dressed appropriately, but really put some into your heart. So stand by for that. Let's hear the version of Daystar from the Doe Brothers.
Master of the sea. lay groping in the darkness, haunted by the years of past defeat. But then I see you standing near me, shining with compassion in your eyes. Jesus, shine down on me, let your love shine through me in the night. Lead me, Lord, I'll follow. And make it right. Face the shine down on me, let your love shine through me in the night. Lead me, Lord, I follow.
Thank you. There is no use to try, for there is no end to your sorrow. There's no hope by and by, but I know thou art with me, and tomorrow I shall rise where the sun never darkens the sky.
Yes, indeed. Until the storm passes by, that was requested by Mr. Leon Francis, the Grace Thrillers out of Jamaica. Well, this time we're going to bring Sister Kathleen back in for the inspirational word of the day. Come on in, Sister Kathleen.
Okay. Good morning. Good morning. Thank you. Our thought for today is Ephesians 4, verse 29. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. In Ephesians, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, is speaking to the saints who are in Ephesus. We know, according to 2 Timothy 3, verse 16, that all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, reproof for correction, and for instruction in righteousness. Therefore, this verse 29, let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, applies to us today. By us, I mean to all who have accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Now let's examine carefully Ephesians 4:29. Let no corrupt words proceed from your mouth means to not let harmful or hurtful words proceed from your mouth. Unwholesome words, foul language, abusive language. In contrast, our goal as believers should be to show grace to those who are listening to our words. Our intention should be to help others through our words, not prioritizing our own feelings. According to Ephesians 4:29, what proceeds from our mouth should be what is good for necessary edification. Ephesians 4, verses 31 and 32 says that all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. Remember, we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Verse 32 says, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. Now, audience, letting no corrupt words proceed from our mouth is only possible to achieve when we first ask the Lord, as David did in Psalm 51:10, to create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit. Let's look at some of the ways may get us in trouble. One, continuously talking and not listening. Two, not thinking before speaking. Three, letting our mouth run on automatic when angry. Four, gossiping about someone's embarrassing situation. Five, saying words without considering the other person's point of view when there is some truth in what they are saying. Or six, opening our mouth before engaging our mind. Seven, nagging. And eight, most importantly, assuming we can control our tongue on our own without God's help. In a time when anxiety in many has increased, along with fear, doubt, worry, and hopelessness, let us who are children of God be intentional about letting our speech be edifying, appropriate to the situation. What might be accepted in one situation might be rude in another. Proverbs 15:1 says, a gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. Let's all learn to think. The acronym for think is T, thoughtful, H, which means helpful, I, inspiring, N, needed, meaning is what we are saying needed to be said, and K, kind. Again, the word is think. Let's think before we speak. Let's be proactive in building up others, tearing them down by unproductive words, words that are harmful and hurtful. Lord, we just thank you for your words of encouragement to us today. We ask that everyone would not just be a hearer of the word, but a doer of the word. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that, Sister Kathleen. Think. That's the word for the day. Well, let's get something from the FBA worship choir. I believe.
But they don't know you like we do.
That's right. Thank you, Jesus. SBA Worship Choir. This one is one of Sister Kathleen's most favorite. There was Jesus.
Every time I try to make it on my own, every time I try to stand and start to fall, and all those lonely roads that I've traveled on, there was Jesus. When the life I built came crashing to the ground, when the friends I had were nowhere to be found, I couldn't see it then, but I can see it now. There was Jesus. In the way, in the searching, in the healing and the hurting, like a blessing buried.
Virgin Islands, we are praying for you all this morning.
We hear how rain. And it's not going to stop until maybe later this afternoon. So we too are under some bad weather. But in God's help and God's prayer, we give thanks and we hold our faith, keep our faith close. So, how's Mother Bobsy? Mother Bobsy is more or less the same. Her spirit is up, but the walk-in is not in good shape. So we pray that she continue getting her therapy and exercise so that her body can be strong enough for her to move around freely. So, but she's in good spirit, so we thank God for that.
Okay, very good.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let us continue.
Bridge over water,
how long?
Doctor and a lawyer,
how long?
As I got King.
bridges
on our Red Sea. You know it's gonna be alright.
I see Kathleen coming out and dismiss us from the inspirational portion.
Okay. Heavenly Father, as we go about our day and throughout the week, help us to be mindful about the inspirational thought today in Ephesians 4, verse 29. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We can let our words be edifying so they can give grace to the hearers. Help us to be intentional and vigilant in prayer daily, bearing with one another, forgiving one another, and loving one another. Help us, Lord, to remember to encourage someone this week as we, as well as lead anyone whom you put in our presence to Jesus Christ as to be their Lord and Savior. Help us, Lord, to remember to think. We ask once again for your wisdom and understanding, mercy and grace throughout the week. And thank you for all your blessings in the week. We pray for all who have challenges in speaking according to God's will, that God will create within them a clean heart and renew a right spirit. Thank you, Lord, for your healing in this area. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. We want to thank you, as usual, for coming through in flying colors. And remember, the word for today is think, and there's an acronym for that. Well, we're going to head on out with this one. I'm thinking of those in the pathway of the storm, Tammy. They're asking you to write out your storm. What's coming?
Nights of confusion.
indeed. And we're remembering the folks over there in the Leeward and Windward Islands who are riding out the storm, Storm Tammy. And I can tell you that the World Cup is kicking up a storm. David is going to come a calling to tell us that Sri Lanka would have eked out their first win. England is definitely on wobbly legs at this time, having been left, should I say, for dead, at the hands of South Africa. But let's rally. Portion. I truly enjoy them. The selection played, prayers, and the prayer list from Leon. And those who participated, we heard from Murchis, heard from Donna, heard from Dennis over there in Southern California. And I didn't ask whether it was his short PJs or his long PJs, but David would find out for us shortly. So David, come on in. Tell us what you've got.
Hi, good morning.
Yes, sir. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning to the listeners. Good morning to the ladies first, as I always do. Good morning to Lynette, Marcus, Barbara, Donna, to the ladies all over the world, wherever they are. Good morning. They always say they are the creator of the human race. Without them, there wouldn't be any us. I gotta always give them their praises. Also, good morning to the gentlemen, Cardinal, Ivor, Denny, Audley, and good morning to the gentlemen all around the world who are listening. Let's talk this one. Good morning, good morning. But first, before I go on, I must say, if I did not say Happy Earth Strong to Earth Day to Cardinal last week, I'm sorry, I missed that, but I wanted to get back in. But as you know, a certain person did not want to let me back on here, so I won't call any name. But I, Lynette took care of him last week for me, so Happy Earth Strong. Hoping your day was good, bright, successful, and all, everything you wish for, you got it. So I'm just saying that. I was trying to see if the NBA started. I'm not 100% sure if it started. I know it's supposed to start this week. I know the Miami Heat played their playoff game. I'm looking at that score here between the Grizzlies and the Bucks. Bucks 124, Grizzlies 116. So maybe someone, I was trying to see where I could figure out if it, the game that started. They have some games on top for the 26th, the 29th, and the 30th. Now, I'm not sure if the NBA started, so I'll just leave it at that. But the Bartlett's Premier League is back in full swing. You know, they took the international break, and they're back up and running. And this morning, Liverpool, in that derby there against Everton, carved out a 2-0 win there. So I'm going to hear from my brother later, especially if Manu lost, I'm going to hear from him. So he's going to call me up sometime to say, you know, I'll put up some voice note that Liverpool is the best team in the world. I beg to differ. That's how it is. So let's say Liverpool played their first match this morning at 10 o'clock. You had, well, it started already where Nottingham versus Luton, Brentford versus Burnley, Man City versus Brighton, Newcastle versus Crystal Palace, Beaumont versus Wolverhampton. And at 12:30, you have Chelsea versus Arsenal. And at 3 o'clock, you have Sheffield versus Man U. Tomorrow, you'll have Aston Villa versus West Ham. That's at 11:30. Seems like that's the only game tomorrow. And on Monday, you have Tottenham versus Fulham at 3 p.m. And then, you know, on Friday, you have Crystal Palace versus Tottenham at 3. So, I guess Tottenham will be playing Monday and Friday of this week. So, we have a couple of matches there. So, that's just what's happening in the NBA. Now, I'll go on to the NFL. And in the NFL, I'm trying to find the Thursday game. Let's go from the Thursday game. You just bear with me here a minute, Ivor. So on Thursday, Jaguars played the Saints, and Jaguars came out victorious, 31-24. From tomorrow, you have Lions versus Ravens. That's one. Falcons versus Buccaneers. Commanders versus Giants. Raiders versus Bears, Bills versus Patriots, Browns versus Colts, and at 4:05 we have Steelers versus the Rams, Cardinals versus Seahawks, and at 4:25 we have Packers versus Broncos, Chargers versus Chiefs, and then the Dolphins plays at 8:00. And it seems like this is a home game, Ivan. But they, I think home teams are named first. So they have an 8 o'clock game tomorrow, 8:20 to be exact, tomorrow. And on Monday, you have 49ers versus the Vikings. So that's what's happening in the NFL. I will know. Turn to the South Florida Premier League. And before I go to the South Florida Premier League, there is T10, which is playing today, Central Broadway U.S. Cricket Council is having a T10 tournament with some six teams playing in this T10 tournament. And the Central Broad Regional Park, there, first match was at 9:30. They have Palm Beach Lightning, U.S. Cricket Academy, Tampa Tigers, Mega Blasters, Coconut Creek, and Miami Chargers. Those are the teams that are played in this tournament today and tomorrow. And today, you have Palm Beach Lightning versus Mega Blaster. Okay, that was a 9:30 game. Then at 11:10, you have U.S. Cricket Academy versus Coconut Creek. 12:50, Tampa Tigers versus Miami Chargers. 2:30, Palm Beach Lightning versus Coconut Creek. 4:10, Mega Blaster versus U.S. Cricket Academy. 5:50. Tampa Tigers versus Coconut Creek, 7:30. Palm Beach Lightning versus Miami Chargers, 9:30. I'm sorry. That 7:30 was the cutoff there. Then comes tomorrow, which is Sunday. So on 9:30 again is Tampa Tigers versus Mega Blasters. And at 11:10, you have U.S. Cricket Academy versus Miami Chargers. The semifinal will start at 12:50 and the final at 4:30. So that's what's happening there in the U.S. Cricket Council T10. Now we go to the South Florida Premier League, and we have matches on tap here tomorrow, starting at 9:30. Strikers versus Kendall Star, Miramar Regional Park South. Florida Cricket Academy versus 310, Miramar Regional Park Nine at North. And at 10 o'clock, you have Underdogs versus Palm Beach Hurricanes at Tradewinds Park. Palm Beach Gladiators versus Challengers at Sports Park. Young Genius Academy versus Bengal Tigers at Brian Piccolo Park North. Miami Lions versus Atlantic at Mack Brown. At John Prince Park, yeah. Titans versus Eagles, and at 2:45 at Miramar Regional Park North, you have South India Tuskers versus BC Ignite, and PGFL Warriors versus Palm Beach United. These are 2:45 games, Ivan. And at 3 o'clock, you have PCC Googlies versus PBE. And that's at Central Broad General Park, and that starts at 3 o'clock. So that's the schedule for this week there in the South Florida Premier League. Now we turn to what's happening over there in the World Cup. Before I give the World Cup, let's look at the West Indies Super 50 that is being presently being played. With the game started, I think they started on Tuesday with Guyana defeating Combined Campuses. No, that's a no result game there. Trinidad and Tobago versus Combined College and Campuses. With Trinidad and Tobago making 2:46 for 4, and Combined College and Campuses was 53 without loss. 6.4 was, I guess they might have had a rainout or something in that game. Then that also a day-night match between Guyana and Windward Islands. With Windward Islands getting 219 and Guyana 222 for 9 in 9 overs. So Guyana won by 10 runs there. So, and then the Jamaica and Leeward game, that was a dud. Jamaica getting 123 all out, with Leeward getting 124 for 2. And on Thursday, you have Windwards versus Trinidad and Tobago. Windwards getting 254 for 9. Trinidad and Tobago 255 for 4. And in the day-night game, the Academy, the West Indies Academy, 318 for 8. With Combined College and Campuses 289 all out. And yesterday's match, now, Jamaica lost to Barbados by some 47 runs with pull up that score sheet there with Barbados innings. Barbados get 258 for 6 with 69 to Shamar Brooks, 65 to Shea Hopes, 45 to Craig Brathwaite, and Dominic Drake's got 40. From 18 balls with 2 4s and 3 6s. So that was a pretty dominant knock there. 258 for 6. Bowling for Jamaica. Shalom Parnell getting 2 for 33, and Nicholson Gordon getting 2 for 41 with a wicket to Powell and Fabian Allen. In Jamaica batted, Chadwick Walton getting 94 with 44 to Javal Royal. Javal Royal getting 44, and the 44 came from 34 balls, 1-4-4 sixes, and Jermaine Blackwood getting 30. So the rest did not. The next best was extras with 12 there. So that to show you what the scorecard looks like. A very, very parlous scorecard there in that game. Bowling for Barbados. Javid Leacock getting 4 for 43 from 8 over, including a maiden of 2 wickets apiece to Drake and Chase. Drake's 2 for 14 from 3.3, and Drake and Chase 2 for 37 from 8, including 2 maidens. So that's what's happening in that. There in the Super 50, there should have been some game that is should have started. I said it's not yet begin, so I guess because we're behind on our time here. There's a game that started at Leeward versus West Indies Academy, and day night is at 1 with Guyana versus Trinidad. So Jamaica is 2 from 2. Then come tomorrow, combined colleges, campuses and colleges versus Windward. So that's happening over there. But we have a doubleheader today, Ivor, for the World Cup. I guess the Netherlands got knocked off of their IRCs this morning by Sri Lanka. This was more close to, than it should have been. The Netherlands getting 262 after defeating South Africa. They're 262 all out, which 70 going to Eagle Breath. He's 70 from 82 balls with 4-4 and a 6. Then next was Van Beek. He gets 59. And incidentally, extras was next best there with some 33 extras with 26 wide, 5 penalty runs, 1 no ball and 1 leg back. It would be interesting there, Ivor, to see what that penalty run was for. Following the game, I did not know that that happened in that game, so I would probably be digging deeper to see what that penalty run was for. And then you have Ackerman getting 29, so 262 all out. There was 4 wickets apiece to Rajita and Mudassanka getting 4 for 49 from 9.4, including a maiden, and Rajita getting 4 for 50 from 9 overs. When Sri Lanka batted, they 263 for 5 with 91 not out to Tamarit Rama getting 91 from 107. 64 to Nastenka. 54 incidentally came from 52 ball with 9 fours. 44 to Atalanta. 30 to Da Silva. 263 for 5 in 48.2 overs. Bowling for the Netherlands. Dutch getting 3 for 44 from 10 with a wicket apiece to Van Meekeren and Ackerman. So that's what's happening, that Netherlands game now. England, you have the game between South Africa here, and I think that is going to go down as a loss for England, because, you know, presently 74 for 6 in 13.3 overs. With a lot of the main batters back into the pavilion. Now, in South Africa, by then, I said they made 399 for 7 with Klaassen getting, Henry Klaassen getting 107 from 67 either. 107 with 12 fours and 4 sixes. And Hendricks, who they said he was in for 5 minutes before the start of the game that he was playing. I don't know how true it is, but that's what they had said, that I guess the skipper might have gotten hurt, and they had to replace him in that match. So he got in, he made 75 with 9 fours and 3 sixes. There was 75 knockout from 42 balls with 3 fours and 3 sixes, and that's the marker Jensen getting 75 there, and 60 to Van Dusen. And these were rapid rate. They were scoring 60 from 61 balls with 8 fours. And 42 to Markram from 44 balls. He had 4 fours. So the England took a pound in there in their 50 overs. And they're falling apart right now. 78 for 6. Bowling for England, Rhys Topley getting 3 for 88 from 8.5 overs. There's 2 wickets apiece too. Atkinson and Adil Rashid. Atkinson getting 2 for 60 from 9, and Atkinson and Rashid getting 2 for 61. So Atkinson 2 for 60 and Rashid getting 2 for 61. And England batting card reads 10, 6, 2, 5, 17, 15, 6, not all to Willie and 7 at all to Rashid. So they're down now to the bowlers, and it doesn't look too good for them. They're the defending champion, and it seems as if they're going to get knocked out of this tournament before it starts. They still have a couple of games to go. Maybe they can make up. I don't know, but for losing, I think 3 and only winning 1, I don't know if they can come back. So far, Marco Janssen getting 2 for 18 from 4, and Cutsy getting 2 for 25 from 3. A wicket to Rabada, and a wicket to Ngini. I said 81 for 6 with Rashid and David Willie at the crease, chasing some 400 for their win there. So I am saying that they are staring on the barrel of another defeat there, Ivor. Okay, Ivor, so I'm going to leave it there. So Cardinal, I mean, before I go, we must say that in the 2028 Olympics, cricket will be included in there. I don't know how the format is going to take, but I think there are some 16s will be included in the World Cup. Not the World Cup, in the Olympics game. So over here, that is real in the U.S. So we seem to be getting some games in world cricket. Next year, as you know, World Cup will be here in the U.S. The T20 World Cup will be here in the U.S. And we have in the Olympics in 2028 that cricket is included in there. So that's going to be it for me from sports. I'm going to let Cardinal come in greet his many fans. That's it for me until we speak again next week. It's a top full of stuff I did that movie. All right, Ivan, take it away.
We're not hearing you, Ivor.
Okay, let me try this one. Can you hear me now? Hello?
We're not
here. Don't know why I'm not being. Okay, I was calling on you, Dennis, to tell us where we're going to meet tomorrow at 6 in the p.m.
Hello?
Hey, yes. Right, ladies and gentlemen and listeners. We invite you to join the cricket show tomorrow, Sunday, 6 till 9 Eastern time zone, where we will have a edition of the cricket show. And we have on tap items that will include an in-depth look at the Cricket World Cup. We'll have the birthday anniversary hour with Audley Watson. Focus segments of being presented by Hyacinth Christian. Hopefully, we'll be able to discuss the point system breakdown and a little bit about the investment of $2.5 million from Cricket West Indies in prize monies. Guyana pledging Cricket West Indies, and of course we'll dig a lot deeper into the new Super Cup 50 tournament. So we invite you to join us tomorrow on the cricket show at www.com/show, or you can call in to join the discussion at 1515 605 9850. The cricket show is tomorrow, Sunday, 9 Eastern. Join us. Back to you, Ivor.
Okay, thank you. All right, without any further ado, we're going to be calling on Mr. Cardinal Mills. Good morning, sir. You need to greet your men.
Good morning, Ivor.
Yes, sir. How are you doing? Hope you're feeling for the best. with the Hurricane Tammy.
We're hearing about it up to this point here in the Virgin Islands. We are not seeing any threatening signs of its presence, but we're keeping our ears and eyes open, you know, just in case it decides to pay us a visit, whether in a small or big way. We at least expecting to hear it pass by, but I guess it's not in that region.
Okay.
And let me start to say good morning to all the fans, friends, and supporters of the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. Already this morning, I've heard Donna, I've heard Mercedes. And so I guess the other special fans will be coming in now and then, one way or the other. But nevertheless, good morning to everyone.
Yeah.
Hi, how are you doing?
No, Donna.
Hi, good.
Donna, mute your phone when you're not with us. Remember that. I have your line open.
Total silence out here, Ivor.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and bring Lynette in. She has a report for us coming out of St. Kitts and Nevis.
Hello, hello. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
We're okay. The sun is kind of out. A little overcast, but there's still some sun. But we're not according to the report, 7 o'clock this morning. We're not expecting to get anything until about between three and 7 p.m. tonight, because Miss Tammy, who is a dragon, she has a head and a tail, has slowed down tremendously, and has gone up to 100 miles per hour now. And I was just looking at YouTube, and they said because she's going so slow, she could stall on us. Oh my goodness! So pray. So we expecting to have her from anywhere this afternoon until well into tomorrow. That's
okay.
The forecast up to now. We should be getting another one at 11 a.m. So I'll tune in and hear what they're saying. But that's up until 11. She looks scary.
Yeah, well, I don't know which kind of news, but you're on the ball.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we just have to pray. I mean, can't do anything about that. Pray and stay safe, everybody.
All right. Okay. Kanu, did you get onto your fan? I seem to have dropped there a little bit.
Yeah, you've had a couple dead ears for the morning. Oh dear.
Oh dear.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can.
Yes, we can hear you now.
Okay, I don't know what was happening there. Well, I was asking you while I was out, Kana. Did you get onto your special fans?
No, not yet.
Okay, well, go ahead and take care of them. But we have the Antigua Care representation coming up at 10:45. That's another 9 minutes or so. So go ahead and hail your many fans.
You want to exclude the special fans from this program, then I can get away with it. Anyway, good morning to all the fans, friends, and supporters of the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show, and with a special good morning to the special fans. And with that, as I usually do, let me start up in New York, because New York fans like to be first in place. So good morning to Marches, Ina, Donna, Sharon, and Lady Bobdenis. And hope, you know, Lady Bobdenis is progressing towards that back to health and vibrancy that we are accustomed to. I've heard Marches' report on her this morning. Yeah, and we are all hoping and praying that she gets back to it. I'm going to say good morning to the people over in St. Martin. They too are bracing for tropical storm, hurricane, storm coming our way. We've had a rather quiet summer season in terms of what the hurricanes were like. You get into October when we previously thought it would be all over, but here it comes. So we are bracing for that. So good morning, Irma. Good morning, Carlos, over there in St. Martin and all the other fans in St. Martin, this side or that side. Good morning to you. I'm going to go over to St. Kitts, where I'm going to say good morning to Lynette, whom you are giving us her report on the storm. And we're hoping that even if it slows down, it stays quiet. Slow and quiet. But Lynette says it looks good. I hope that danger does not manifest itself. I'm going to go on to Nevis and say good morning to Mr. Renford Doerr and his staff there at 2020 Vision Radio, particularly to Carmen Lady C. Griffin. And I got to also say good morning to my classmates of the 1972 Charlestown Secondary School class. Within that, I got to also say good morning to my friend, Mr. Old Sergeant. I also got to say happy birthday to a couple of people within the last week. Dr. Roger Brown, he had a birthday on Monday, or was it Tuesday, 17th. Joan Evelyn had a birthday on the 19th, and I'm understanding Earl Smithson has a birthday today. How we doing, Ira? Okay. You can't hear me now. So, good morning to all the fans, friends, and my classmates from the 1972 Charleston Secondary School graduating class. Good morning to you. I'm going to go on up to the UK, where I'm going to say good morning to Omel and Michelle over there, who are standing by to hear their little piece of the Caribbean. They want that Caribbean, at least one. And hoping that they are having a great time over there. I heard David say this morning that Liverpool had its first match today. I know Omel is on her bits and pieces wanting Liverpool to take it all by storm this year, so she's going to be watching Liverpool play her game so that, you know, she can call Leon and say, see how good we are. Tell Chelsea to step up, and then you can call the two names together. Good morning, Michelle. Good morning, Omel. Man, come across the channel and say good morning to the people in Fort Lauderdale, particularly to Elimat, King Elimat, that is. Hoping that the brother is also progressing towards better health, can be roving and active. We'd like to see him that way, because we know that when that happens, we can get some more music. Right, I'm going to say good morning to Marva Jones, my favorite celebrity, Tiffany. My brother Malik and little sister Tanaya. Good morning to you in Fort Lauderdale. And now I'm going to go to the Southwest, where I'm going to say good morning to Mr. Jerome Cutner Richardson. Comes to you that way by way of Sunday morning. Good morning, Cutner. Leeward Islands cricket, West Indies regional cricket is happening right now, and Leeward Islands is in performance right now. Right now, I think they're 89-3 to pick up today. So I'm hoping that you are listening in so that you can decide for us who should be on the next West Indies trip. Good morning, Cutner. We here. Going up to Georgia. I'm going to say good morning to Monique, Yvette, and Barbara. How's the weather up in Georgia? I have not heard any too much about it in terms of storms or nice weather or unpleasant weather or whatever kind of weather. But whatever it is, be safe and enjoy the weather coming down. I'm going to go on over to Melbourne where I'm going to say good morning to my dear sister, Yvonne. And I know whatever it is, she's going to have a big grin on her face. She's going to be smiling all over. And so I'm going to say good morning, Yvonne, and hope that you continue to have a good day. I'm going to say good morning to Kathleen in the Virgin Islands. Claims the inspiration of our as her own. Good morning to you, Kathleen. I'm hoping that you are having a great time listening to us. The inspirational hour is gone, but there's a lot more that we can listen to. We've got a great show, and Ivor's going to present it. There you go, Ivor. Back to you.
Okay, thank you.
You having an echo, Ivor?
Yeah, I know. It's on the bell.
Okay.
Listening to the external speakers, and then it came through my microphone. I'm so sorry about that. We are going to be having a representation for the Antigua Care, so Dennis is standing by for that. Dennis says that Tammy is a dragon. I'm glad I heard it from a lady. I would have said that. I would not have heard the end of it, starting with Mr. Cardinal Mills. He's bugging about birthdays in October. Now I heard this morning Earl Smitten, better known as Sonny, has joined the fray. I think he tipped the scale this morning and put October a little nose ahead of July.
Here's something I heard about October. I heard, I'm on Carl name too. So you know when our parents just have something to say about, if you don't want everybody to know something, tell it to this person and tell her not to tell anybody. You know, you have that kind of person in your village.
I know Lina very well.
Would always say, don't, if you want everybody to know something, tell it to this person and tell them not to tell anybody. But I hear that Ivor is having a new birth in October. He went to visit the birth, but he didn't want anybody to know about it. But he still went and told those people. So that's how I got.
Is it a linear time, Moses?
I wasn't supposed to know until this morning, because it was supposed to be a secret until next year. Anyway. Right. But the new birth was presented directly to Ivor. Oh, boy.
Boy, I tell you, I can't see the trees. I can't see the forest for trees.
You can't? Okay. There you go. Ivor was supposed to tell us all about his new birth, his new introduction to the family, but he's kept it quiet. I tried to keep it quiet. And he was supposed to tell you about this, because we're supposed to be celebrating it this morning. But you see how quiet he's keeping it?
Okay. Let's go ahead.
Just not to say, I concede that October is big. And the best. Better than all the rest. Just not to say that. He said it in my mind. We don't want to tell you.
Okay. I'll get back to that. I have an answer for you.
Okay, I have another name.
Then it's going to tell us about the good work that Dawn and Debbie are doing, trying to heal the world.
Yes, Ivor. Debbie and Dawn have been with us for many months, and they have a mission together with the Antigua and Barbuda Care Charitable Group. Their mission is to help those in need. Debbie and Dawn have not been able to join us due to circumstances outside of their control. Nevertheless, the goal that is the charity group has supported is still very much in need of your assistance. There are many of our fellow citizens and families who would welcome your reaching out to help. Help with and by any means that you can. You can help with food, clothing materials, school supplies, and donation of money, even time, will go a long way to help. So we are encouraging you to contact Debbie at email debbycampbell, debbycampbell, one word, NYC, debbycampbell, NYC, at AOL.com. Call telephone 1-845-820-6598. That's 1-845-820-6598. And there's Dawn, email Kirton, K-I-R-T-O-N 697. That's K-I-R-T-O-N 697 at gmail.com. Telephone 785-554-5628, 785-554-5628, or 913-283-9741, 913-283-9741. Once again, we urge you to reach out and help. There are people out there who are in great need of help and assistance in whatever format you can. Thank you, and we look forward to your contributions. Back to you, Iva.
Yes, indeed. People are dying. And people are traveling also. So we're praying for traveling mercies for those who are traveling. And those who are in the path of Hurricane Tammy. We do pray for them. So with that, we're going to move on into the thick of things. Let's see if Colonel's going to be ready for us in a minute or two. But there's an anniversary hour. To this. Okay. Let's see. Okay, I think that's not coming through. No. Okay. I was playing a song there, but that's not coming through there. You with me, Cardinal? Oh, sorry. Can
you hear me, Ivan? Yeah.
Okay, I'm hearing you now, yes.
Okay. Today, for the birthdays, anniversaries, and historical notes for today, October 21st, 2023. It's the 294th day of the year 2023. We're almost into the 300. Out of England, George Gillett, Jim Parks, Paul Nixon, Jeffrey Boycott, Stephanie Davies, Reginald Spooner. Out of England, out of Australia, Trevor Chappell, Damian Martin. Out of South Africa, Kirsty Thompson, Leon Fortune, Peter van der Vee. Out of the West Indies, Devon Smith. Out of Grenada, Sherman Lewis, also out of Grenada, Ray Jordan, out of St. Vincent. And out of New Zealand, Ajaz Patel. Out of India, Sarandeep Singh. Out of Zimbabwe, Tanasha Panangara. Out of Scotland, Kerry Anderson. Out of Canada, Dylan Heiliger. Out of Singapore, Navin Param. Out of Jersey, Nicholas Greenwood. Out of Uganda, Raymond Utkin. Today is also the birthday of Alfred Nobel, the man after whom the Nobel Peace Prize was named. The first Prime Minister of Sri Lanka, what was then Ceylon, is V.S. Sanayake, first Prime Minister of Ceylon, which is now Sri Lanka. The birthday of Joyce Randolph from the Honeymooners. Anybody remember that show? The Honeymooners. Okay. Oh, she's still alive, I understand. She's 99. Today's the birthday of musician Dizzy Gillespie, Albertina Sisulu, political activist out of South Africa. Remember? Okay. Celia Cruz, the Cuban-American Grammy Award winner, known for her salsa and bolero singing and dancing. She died back in 2003. Today is the birthday of Judge Judy. They say when you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything. But it is the birthday of Judge Judy. It's the birthday of musician Steve Cropper, Booker T and the MGs. He's 82. Ronald McNair, a physicist and astronaut. He died on the explosion of the Challenger, what we'll call the Challenger disaster in 1986. Rich Mullins, the contemporary Christian music singer. My God is an awesome God. Those of you who are familiar with that music will know who he is. He died in a plane crash in 1997 at the age of 41. Benjamin Netanyahu. Okay, again, I have an opportunity to say, if you don't have anything nice today, don't say anything. He was the current Prime Minister of Israel. Yeah, Ivor, we got our villains too. We didn't deny that. Today is the birthday of entrepreneur Kim Kardashian and singer-songwriter Doja Cat. Those are the birthdays, anniversaries, and historical notes for today, October 21st. Compliments of Mr. Audley Watson. I didn't hear David say anything, but I understand that Audley is flying south for the winter sometime today or tomorrow. Anyway, David probably missed that, but I'm sure he's keeping an eye on it.
He definitely keeping an eye.
Yeah.
I guess he just didn't want to say anything because I guess Audley coming in with some size 12 boots. Because he always pick on all the saying, stay away with this cold, and it's cold these days. But
the south is hot right now. The south is hot right now, so they might be doing us a favor bringing in the cold. So
that's exactly why David didn't say it.
I believe in that. So David left this one far.
I believe so too. Indeed, that one also be awesome. But Lynette has an update for us here before we get into your commentary. Lynette. Lynette, you're muted. You're muted yourself.
Hello, hello, hello.
Yes, I think you have an update for us. I would imagine.
No, it hasn't come yet. 11 o'clock. I have my boat, my TV, and my radio tuning. So, he could go ahead, and after 11, it's gonna come at 11.
Okay, at 11. Okay, well, let's see. Kind of stand by for your commentary.
I can tell you a story about what one dance can do. What one dance can do. One dance can do. One dance can do. Listen now. After one dance on the floor, she came back wanting for more, for more. Now I don't know what it is that I've got.
Mentioning in his sports report that there was 5 penalty runs awarded and he wasn't sure what it was for.
Yes.
The 5 penalty runs was given because the ball struck the helmet behind the wicketkeeper. Now, normally in cricket, you're not supposed to have any object behind there, but since that was placed there voluntarily by the fielding side, then if the ball strikes that object, then it is penalty runs, and that's the reason for the 5 penalty runs that was given. Back to you.
Yes. Yes. Thank you for that. Sings for you, 2 in a row. She loves me now. I know she loves me. So, Cardinal, well, just before you come in, let me remind Omel that I haven't forgotten her with her Calypso. That's coming up after Cardinal's commentary and any comments or rebuttal. You reminded 563-999-3693. Feel free to call in. Lynette, hold your horses. Hopefully, Hurricane Tammy has not touched down. It's after 11 o'clock in our neck of the woods. I did say anytime after 11 o'clock. So, Cardinal, let's get your comment. Where about now?
Yes. It is unfortunate that we've got to come back here this week. I'm talking about a reprehensible event that is that began somewhere on October 7th. We are now in October 21st, so which means that this has been going on for 2 weeks. And what makes it reprehensible is the fact that it didn't need to happen. What I'm talking about? I'm talking about the continuation of the genocidal campaign against the Palestinian people that has been orchestrated by the State of Israel and supported by the United States criminal syndicate of Western nations. Now, what's really encouraging is to see organizations and countries around the world, beyond the boundaries of Europe, beyond the boundaries of Western civilization or Western socioculture, standing in protest and boldly saying, we are standing with the Palestinians. I've seen a group called Jews for Justice, a group of Jewish people combining or collaborating with Arabs, Palestinians, and other people of other identity groups to protest this genocidal campaign. These Jewish people are strong in letting you know, do not credit this barbarity to the Jewish people, but credit it to the State of Israel. And I'm glad that they came out to say that, because, you know, a lot of times we are led into confusing Israel with the Jews. So they are making themselves clear. They are letting you know that this is not the objective of the Jewish people. It is the objective of the State of Israel. And like I've always said, as I grew up to recognize it, the State of Israel is part of a white supremacy experiment. That's why we see the same pattern of apartheid in the State of Israel as we saw as boldly and as reprehensibly as we saw it Africa or Australia or even the United States. You know, now we understand that in the United States it has been covered up a little bit, but to see that the United States is stepping out front, providing ammunition, providing promise of military support, putting its ship and military hardware right into the area to tell the Israelis, if what you got is not enough, we got more to back you up. Now, what backing up do they want? The Palestinian people do not have that kind of ammunition. They do not have that kind of military establishment. They are not in the business of, and in as much as they have been harassed by weapons offered by the United States, entire period of the existence of Israel within Palestine, they have not crafted a military establishment that would counterforce the offensive of Israel. So why is the United States now saying we got more firepower to offer you when the Palestinians, as far as we saw them and remember them, they could only throw rocks and pebbles. So it is, that makes it obvious of that uplifted stance that the United States has taken on the principle of, I should say, on the power structure of white supremacy, and to ensure that it is preserved in our world. Strange to say too, the UN remains silent. It has not said anything. I have not heard anything from the Security Council of the United Nations. And this is supposed to be the organization that was supposed to preserve peace in the world between nations. Yet, we have not heard anything. That is telling. Now, the Palestinian people have been offered the choice. Can you call it a choice? Their choice that they have been offered is be gone or be exterminated. Be gone from your own homeland, your own subhuman, or be exterminated from it. The next thing you know, Israel is expanded into Gaza. The next trip, the West Bank. The next trip, Lebanon, Jordan, and Israel would be an imperialist world conqueror. That is what is glorified and recognized in Western culture. That, there's nothing about that that is the culture of Judaism. The culture of Judaism that originated in Ethiopia. Nothing of that. And in fact, I want to say to people, I'll ask you a question. How does this compare with your understanding of the term civilized? In fact, how does this compare with your understanding of the term humanity? Now, I'm absolutely sure, and I can say with faith this one, this is consistent with the way Europeans have established themselves within the social order of the world by aggression, violence, the extermination of people. It's not consistent with any culture that originated in the continent of Africa, Asia, North America, South America, or the Caribbean. So, as I've said before, those people you see who are orchestrating this violence, they are not Jews. They may have converted or adopted some of the culture of Judaism, but they are not Jews. They are Europeans advancing the claim to dominance and supremacy over all the peoples of the world. That's my thought. But then I have another thought that is consistent with that. On Monday of this week, Mr. Leonard Keogh, a black man who has just been exonerated after serving a 16-year term of incarceration for a crime he didn't commit. And we are all familiar with that. A black man is 10 times more likely to be convicted of a crime he doesn't commit than as a white man. Two is an expression of apartheid. This time, apartheid in America, the land of the free, the home of the brave, still practicing apartheid. But anyway, this man is traveling from Florida, where he went to visit his mother, to back to Georgia, where he recently bought a house. He has plans after his term of incarceration to go to college. But on his way back to Georgia, he stopped by a traffic officer, And this ended in his death. For whatever reason, the traffic cop turned aggressive, it culminated in the death of Mr. Leonard Keogh. Now, I have long insisted that white people are not qualified to make decisions that serve the interests of humanity or morality. And I know some people are going to be upset when I say that. But somehow, you know, If you get upset, that's the choice you choose to be. My choice is to repeat that white people are not qualified to make decisions that serve the interest of humanity or morality. Accordingly, they should not be allowed to make decisions about black people. Now, this police officer, and I'm going to give you his name in a minute. This police officer fired from another police department for being too aggressive, way too aggressive, they say, in a traffic stop. He was reprimanded twice by the police department, which he is in now, for being too aggressive in two previous traffic stops. So why do you have this maniac out there still stopping people on the road? You know something? From his first firing, how does he get another job? Did some new police department say, yeah, this is the kind of guy we want on our police force, so bring him on? Do you know, if you are an attorney and a member of the bar, and you get a traffic ticket for whatever, speeding, parking, or whatever, you have to give an account to the Bar Association. I should say to the Commission of Bar Examiners as to why you got that ticket before you can be granted a reprieve. These people are meticulous in serving the interest of the organization to make sure that it keeps an image of morality, but only to the extent that it serves their interest. How could a police officer be out there on the road making decisions about people when he is known to be a barbarian because permits it? The authority within the police department love barbarity. And so he makes it through. And he's here. Even though his record is stained, he still gets to stick around to destroy the life of a man who survived one assault on his life before by the criminal justice system, including the courts. And he could not let this man live because he stopped him for a traffic violation. He has to die for that. Those are my thoughts. What do you think? Tell us right here. Back to you, Ivor.
All right. Well, like I say, conflict after conflicts. The world needs love. The world needs peace. But I'm going to let Dennis come in on this one before I...
Hello, Hello.
Oh, Linda, there's something for you.
Yeah, we're still waiting on... actually, I'm getting it from ABS Radio out of Antigua on YouTube. And they haven't come on yet. Waiting. So go ahead, Dennis.
Okay, Ivor.
Yes.
The total destructions of the homes and infrastructures, the blockade of food,
Hello?
Water, and electricity, and medicine can only be described as collective punishment of the entire population because of the misdeeds and criminal acts of a group that is not a legal government of the people who are collectively being punished. As I mentioned previously, two wrongs do not make a right. And President Biden's words of caution is worth repeating. Even though I'm paraphrasing, you have a right to be outraged and angry for the actions against your country and citizens. However, take time to think through your acts of retribution as the long-term consequences may be more than you bargained for. Remember 9/11 and what happened after 9/11, Iraq and Afghanistan, and the consequences to the Americas. It is beyond time that the United Nations organization have the necessary requirements to act according to its mission to end nation against nation conflicts. Otherwise, this organization is a giant waste of time and money. It is obvious where the conflict is in the Ukraine and Gaza. Why do nations sit back and do nothing to stop the naked acts of aggression, assault, and destructions that we are witnessing? The United Nations, as an organization, is a toothless bulldog, appears to be of no redeeming values to referee and end senseless conflicts. So why is it still in existence? And on the other item that Cardinal mentioned, regarding the brutality, the loss of life, the murder, the criminal acts against our citizens locally, my one comment on that is there is just one political party that has fought hard to stop police reform. And we have one man of color running currently for president, who was tasked the job of bringing reforms to the brutality and the acts of police vandalism against people of his own kind. And he sits there running for president and kowtow and bow and acquiesce to his political party preventing reforms of police action. So I ask the people of this United States, or at least people of color of this United States, is that a man you want to put in charge of the presidency of the United States? Ivor, those are my comments. Back to you.
Yeah, thank you. Well, what I can say here wholeheartedly is that Palestinians are people too. The Jews are people too. We are all God's children. Cardinal made the point where America is putting arms in the hands of these people over in Israel, for me, to brutalize and kill Palestinians people. I don't think it's to kill no Hamas. Because who is Hamas? According to them, a few folks who maybe get together and decide, I want to fight the Palestinian people. But they're not targeting them. We don't know some of these things that we're hearing. Hospital being bombed, one side blaming the other. The last I heard, the hospital wasn't bombed. It was close to the hospital. So, like they said, I guess the last man standing, he is the one who would be right. Ever since we were going up way back in the 60s, we're hearing about war in the Middle East. We're hearing about all these turmoils. We're hearing about these conflicts. Is it for the three-letter word, O-I-L? America don't want to be friendly with Cuba. Why? There is no O-I-L. But here, they want to support Venezuela because of OIL. So America has got to get it straight. They're not going to be in anything unless there's something in it for them. What is it in them for the Jews, but not for the Palestinian people? What is it? I don't know. But since time is running out on us, we always played two calypsos, one for Omel one for Matrice. I don't want to hear from Matrice. She has a big mouth. She always say, let's take care of women first. What a night. It's getting nighttime over there in the UK. Hello, Matthew, are you? I think I want to play this one.
Papa, papa, papa. Tell him I'm the GI class coming at you direct like a bomb. Tougher than tough, rougher than rough, always ready. George, Captain Captain. Brother, when you hear me come to jam, look how everybody in the band. Just a wave and a carry on. Hand in the air. Hand in the air. People coming in from everywhere. Them a pack up just like they say.
don't have to exist. Look at all the jamming in the city. So tell them other man don't mess with me.
Hand it here. Hand it here.
We expect to jam them big and bold. We jam in heavy music for the soul. So to all my fans all around the world,
hand it here.
All right. That's the King Element. There.
Hello?
Well, the latest we have here is coming out of Dominica.
Hello?
Roosevelt Scout, and I quote. Yes, just a minute. Say, please be informed. This was at 11 o'clock this morning. Please be informed that as of 11 o'clock this morning, the hurricane watch and the tropical storm warning will be discontinued for Dominica. The all clear will be effective from 11 a.m. and normal activities can resume. We thank the Almighty for his mercies. May God continue to bless all of us. Dennett, you have something for us?
Yes, 11 o'clock advisory. She's now at 16 north and 60.7 west. She has slowed down to 8 miles per hour. She went from 7 to 9, then back down to 8 now. But the winds have gone up from 80 to 85, and the pressure is low, 988. And so, she's dangerous. That's all I'm going to say. We got to keep our eyes on her because she's been wobbling back and forth. And in the meantime, she's gaining strength. So, we need to pray.
Okay, that's gaining strength headed towards, I think it's Nevis.
Headed towards us, yes. We are on 17 and she's at 16. But she's going so slow. She might get here until maybe 4 or 5 o'clock this afternoon. They were saying 3, but she's slow at 9. But if she slowed down to 8, it, as the lady from ABS is saying, the times will be all pushed back.
Okay.
And at 11 a.m., she was 105 miles off of Antigua.
All right. Thanks for that update. We go up until the top of the hour. That's high noon for us, Eastern Standard Time. And let me apologize to Mr. Dennis Heat. We had a show yesterday, Keeping Watch with Tammy. And he thought it was from 6 o'clock Pacific time, which would have been 3 o'clock for him when we started at 6 o'clock here in the afternoon yesterday. So my apologies, sir. You can always get back into the archives and you can get a little piece of it. Linus was in full bloom yesterday, and Murchis was in full bloomer. How about Christmas? Is it going to be up and kicking?
No.
Another $1,000? What the hurricane is going to put a dent into the Christmas? What do you think?
Repeat that. I was reading something else. Repeat that, please.
Okay, while you read, I'll go to this and I'll come back.
Repeat it.
I miss you. Surely, it's a very cold reminder. It's Christmas time again, and I'm thinking of you. how I miss you and the things we always share. How I wish that I was there, close to you. I'm sure that Christmas here is beautiful, but oh, with you it's much better, so much better. Baby, as I read out for your picture, thinking beauty's in a frame to hold it close to me. It gets better, but could never be the same if I could hear you call my name when you're coming to me. The fireplace and coat can keep me warm, but in your arms I feel better, so much better.
You might as well come on in. Let's begin to close it down at about this time.
I'm hearing some background noise.
That's Linus on a hurricane back there.
Oh.
Yeah, she didn't mute
the wind.
Okay, she has muted it now, so. I didn't want to check on just in case you had something to come in. Anyway, go ahead.
Linus, actually, it's the hurricane, right? Not Linus. Linus doesn't get gusty. She may get the rambunctious, but it's not gusty. Well, I'm hoping that our fans, supporters, and listeners enjoyed
fantastic show this morning. And we can hope that they do what we hope that the show was meant to do. Excite them, entertain them, enlighten them, inspire them so that they can feel revived, refreshed, and ready to go back into the next week. We know that what weekends can be like after the end of a hard week. So we bring this for you. And we hope it to be a beautiful and tough week and prepare you to go into highly enthusiastic into the upcoming week. Again, as I said, we are hoping that you are entertained, educated, and inspired. I'm going to hope that you have enjoyed it so much that you'll be back here next week, because I will be, and I'm hoping to have the same conversation. Until then, have a great week.
All right, Marcus, we'd love to hear from you one more time on the way out. Matrix, we are calling you three times a lady. Nothing Donna would have gone off to work.
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, on your way out.
Just want to say on my way out, have a good day. Keep praying for those who are in the storm. Be praying for yourself and enjoy the rest of the Saturday, this Saturday. So until Godspeed, have a great day, everyone.
All right. Thank you as usual for coming through. I hope you didn't duck your ways off with Patsy.
No.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. You just did enough. Sounds like you just did enough jogging your waist. Sounds like a good thing. All right, let's hear
just
from
the
Lynette one more time.
Yeah, well, just say happy week to everybody. Hope stay from Miss Dragon and Tammy. We just got to keep praying that God would cover us and protect us from Miss Tammy. I did enjoy the music, though, despite Miss Tammy.
Thank you for that and for keeping us up to date with Hurricane Tammy. Let's see if we can hear from Dennis on the way out. And Dennis, tell us where we'll meet tomorrow at the same time at 6 in the p.m.
Yes, Ivor. We encourage and invite you to join us on the cricket show at 6 p.m. tomorrow, Eastern, 6 p.m. Eastern, where we'll be discussing a number of very pressing and up-to-date cricket issues. So that's the blogtalkradio.com/thecricketshow, 6 p.m. Eastern. And you can join us by calling 1-515-605-9850. So that's where we will be. And before I leave you, I might just give you the latest scores on the Super 50. The Leeward Islands is 191 for 6 after 41 overs with 33 from Kieran Powell, 37 from Casey Carty, 36 not out Justin Greaves. And on the other side, it is Mr. Joshua Bishop with 4 wickets for 27. So after 41 overs, 191 for 6, Leeward Islands against, and they're playing against the West Indies Academy. That's it. See you all tomorrow. Be nice and early. Bye for now. Back to you, Ivor.
Okay, thank you. And Lynn is going to tell us how Ingo was bundled out for 170. Liam, come on in.
Yes, I was trying to get in a little earlier, but I was not able to. And anyway, England 170 all out, 399 South Africa. Big, big defeat. It this could be the end of it for England. Yeah, but just one incident happened today in the match between the Leeward and the Academy. The bees have stopped the play for a while. I haven't recalled seeing that or hearing that in the island for a while at least. But Walsh is batting well with Greaves. Walsh is on 23 and Greaves, he is on 37. So should they go past 200, 220, that should be a good total to defend. Great show. Have a good night, all. And see you on the radio tomorrow, those of you who can attend.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you for that. Yeah. And it was indeed a pleasure bringing it to you this morning. And we'll be a continuation next week, same time, same place, Saturday morning. So we go on out to the end.
She told me Eddie might be crazy. Stand so bad in the sugar city. You're trying very hard to scare me. But I would love to be some tie. Fancy brand that cracker jack in my friend. Instead cry to use the line now and then. I said, girl, I'm gonna take you back where you see. But that boss will tell you friend, don't doubt me. Anytime we hear music on the street, sugar be jamming, sugar be jamming. It really has become so sweet. Sugar be jamming, sugar be jamming. When you see we drink up, everybody mash up, whining and singing.
Jam. Well, folks, that's where we're going to be ending today's proceedings. We're going to wish all the folks who are in part of Hurricane Tama safe, and at least make sure you have plenty of water. Make sure you have something to illuminate the darkness, just in case electricity would desert you. But in all fairness, have God on your side. Well, folks, that's it. Here's where we're going to be ending today's proceedings. Thanks again for everyone who contributed. Next week, we will continue in the same vein or try to make it even better. Good night.